It's Tuesday, March 31st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Sales data on notebooks and more, hackers band together, Zoom under fire for privacy, and Microsoft branding changes are wider than we even thought. This is the Business of Tech. Channel analyst firm Context has released data showing a 51% year-on-year spike in notebook sales and a 9% increase in desktop sales during the first 3 weeks of March across Western Europe. Commercial notebook sales jumped by 56%, and consumer-based sales grew 44%. Other technologies such as headsets and microphones and security technologies also saw a significant spike, with telephony, conference systems, and VoIP accessories only up modestly. So why do we care? Well, this is one data point among many to show this spike, but I'm warning this is a potential sugar high. This is a spike, not a sustained shift. This surge of activity has a shelf life, and do not assume it will last. Instead, assume that like any good sugar high, there's a crash on the other side. Prepare for that now. An international group of nearly 400 volunteer hackers have come together to fight hacking related to the coronavirus. This group includes a number of senior professionals and has prioritized attacks against medical facilities and other frontline responders. So why do we care? Not that anything is quite normal, but as all businesses are now distributed, the security threat is actually higher. It should be no surprise that criminals are taking advantage of the situation. There are a lot of changes in infrastructure happening at a very fast rate. Do not lose sight of that, and don't leave it unmanaged. The New York Attorney General is investigating Zoom's privacy practices in response to the increased traffic on its network. In a letter obtained by the New York Times, the AG noted that the company had been slow to address security flaws such as vulnerabilities, quote, that could enable malicious third parties to, among other things, gain surreptitious access to consumers' webcams, end quote. Zoom updated its privacy policy on Sunday after users reported concerns, and has recently been working to address a series of data privacy and security problems, leading to criticism from consumer, privacy, and children's groups. At the same time, The Intercept has a piece about the disparity between Zoom's marketing claims of end-to-end encryption versus their actually implemented transport encryption. I've included the link in the show notes for those that want to dive deeper into the technical details, but the short? It's unclear at best, and dishonest at worst. So why do we care? I've mentioned security before, and here's the follow-up. Just because there is a public health crisis does not mean there aren't going to be consequences for those not handling security properly. Explosive growth is bringing fast attention to Zoom, and rightly so, as they become even more mission-critical. I've been chronicling the attention technology has gotten since the beginning of this podcast. I don't think this wipes away past sins. I simply think it's a pause, at best. Be aware of privacy and data concerns all the time, as this attention will return. Following up on yesterday's story, Microsoft's rebranding of Office 365 is more extensive than for just consumers. From ZDNet, Office 365 subscriptions for SMBs are being renamed with Microsoft 365. Enterprise and SMB users will see the Office 365 Pro Plus name replaced with Microsoft 365 Apps for the Enterprise. Neither of these rebrandings includes any pricing or feature change. It's just a name change, officials reiterated. Plans which are affected by the change include Office 365 Business Essentials, rebranded as Microsoft 365 Business Basic, Office 365 Business Premium, rebranded Microsoft 365 Business Standard, Office 365 Business and Office 365 Pro Plus will be called Microsoft 365 Apps, with Microsoft using For Business and For Enterprise as labels to distinguish the two where necessary. So why do we care? Well, these are core products, so branding matters here. Anyone selling these products needs to know the names for sure. There are no pricing or feature changes, as the article states. Today's episode is brought to you by DNS Filter. With remote security top of mind, DNS Filter lets you block unknown and harmful sites from anywhere. Because it's DNS, users rave that it's the easiest security product to set up. Having started as a service provider, their goal is to be the easiest deployment for MSPs. DNS Perf recently rated DNS Filter the fastest DNS in North America. Check them out at dnsfilter.com/mspradio for a special extended trial offer. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. While nothing is quite normal, we're getting back to those regular stories, including those security deep dives and privacy stories. If you like the content, follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/MSPradio, and you can support the show with our pay what you want giving model. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you tomorrow.